It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cleveland Cavalier fans, thank you for joining us for another episode of the That's Rather Cavalier podcast on the Fans First Sports Network. Coming at you tonight after a resounding game two win by our Cleveland Cavaliers, 96-86 over the Orlando Magic. The Cavs take a commanding 2-0 lead. And I'm in the building tonight with the young fella, Relly Hall, back in the building. You heard him the other day on the podcast he dropped for us. But now we back together for the first time in a few weeks. Relly, what's good, bro?
I'm feeling great, man. It feels great to be back on here, first and foremost. But I feel great.
Well, you know, man, we happy to have you, man. But, man, yeah, no Big G. Big G feeling under the weather, man. Y'all cats can't get right, man. You was under the weather for a minute. Now Big G under the weather, man. You know, I'm glad we all in our different places because y'all cats have even got me sick, bro.
I hope not, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
But all else, everything else good, man?
Yeah. Everything's going good. Working out, that helps a lot.
Right.
But it's been going good.
Okay. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Looking at the Philly New York Knicks game, man. It's tied 94-94 with 3:50 left. You got that on, or are you not looking at it right now?
I got it like overhead, but I see the score more so than I see like the actual play.
They broke the commercial now. But let's go ahead and get to these Cavs, man, so I can hopefully watch our boy LBJ take down the Joker here in a little bit, man. But man, so the Cavs come out, man.
Yeah.
And they didn't play with their food, man. You know what I mean? They came out and they start eating right away from the opening tap. Donovan Mitchell come down, bangs at three, goes to the basket, gets fouled. I think he was really trying to set the tempo and set a mindset. Like we're not satisfied with that game one win. We're going to go hard after this one. How'd you look at all that opening to the game, Relly?
I think you're right. I mean, Uncle Tate, like, everybody that's a Cavs fan with sense knows that this playoffs right here, our best player got to set the tone. Don, he knows that. Like, and it starts with him. Like, game one, he did the same thing, even though I won't say our team was lackluster, but we could have did better this game. I still think it is some things we could do better, but But we kind of Don had to set that tempo. Because for what it's worth, like, you know, I know we said we wanted Orlando in the first round, but Orlando is not a team to be just taken lightly. Like, they're a young, gritty team, like the Cavs was 2 years ago. Yeah. That has a lot of potential. They can sneak a game. They can sneak two games. Honestly, they can sneak a series if you keep playing games. Like you got Paolo Banchero, who's I mean, I see it. I see the flashes. You got Franz Wagner.
Beast. Now, both of them nice young players. And Paolo got an old school game, man. He mid-range and physical and will go to your body, bro.
Mm-hmm. And that makes players uncomfortable.
Man, I watched him at Duke, and I knew he was probably going to be the number one pick. I never really paid that much attention to him. But being forced to watch him in the NBA, especially these last two games, hey, Duke got a nice game. That's why he's an all-star this year, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. His game is mature. Like, it's a lot matured for his age, which is kind of –
he got an old school game. He from the old country, really. You know what I mean, young lord? He from the old country.
Hey, it's gonna work out for him though. Like, shoot, he keeps growing like that, and got, you know, if everything aligns for him and he can stay pretty healthy, like Orlando, they got them one for sincerely, they really got them one.
Yeah, he only gonna get better, really, because because his floor is already where it's at. He only trying to get to the ceiling now. His floor is all-star.
Hey, that's a good facts.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's how I see it. But, yeah, man, so Donovan Mitchell came out, and you know what I mean? I really like the way – and we talked about this backstage when we got on here. I really like the way the bigs have been playing, man. You know, I mean, today, well, the other day – Jerry Allen had 16 and 18. I think Evan Mobley had 16 and 11. Today, Jerry Allen has 16 and 20 boards and seven. And Evan Mobley has 17 and 7 boards. I mean, Jared Allen has 3 blocks. Mobley has 1. I mean, they just don't. The only thing they can clean up, man, is their free throws. Jared Allen was 4 for 8. We need you at least to be 6 of 8, Jared, at the bare minimum. And Evan Mobley was 6 of 9. We probably – you were close. If you probably hit one more, 7 of 10 would have been good. So, yeah, I mean, but still, let's knock down their free throws. And Relly, your boy, man, playing for the bag. You know who we talking about. You know who we talking about. Playing for that bag.
Big money ice.
Money ice. Hey, man, he's been playing good, man. I mean, all season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he knocked down a couple trades today, hit his first two, didn't he miss his last three. But 2 for 5 is still good. That's 40%. And his defense, he had 4 steals. You know, I mean, he's a defensive weapon. If you've been watching the playoffs, you've seen defensive stoppers. Last night, the game last night, OKC and the Pelicans. Who's the guy that was our guard in Shea, giving Shea problems?
Herb Jones, yeah,
just a defensive specialist, man. You know what I mean? And then on OKC's team, Lu Dort. I love Lu Dort game, man.
Absolutely.
A year or so ago, maybe a year and a half ago, you know, OKC wasn't what they are now. I thought Lu Dort could have been available. I kind of was wanting the Cavs to try and make a play for Lu Dort, man, and pair him with Isaac Okoro. You always have one of the best defenders in the league on the floor.
Hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
What do you think about Okoro, man? You think he's starting to earn that bag we was talking about in the offseason?
Now, if we talking about earning that type of bag, I'm still not sold with that high a number. But at the same time, it's like for what Isaac Okoro brings to games, like his defense.
What high a number, bro?
Huh?
I said, what high a number are you talking about, nephew? What you talking about?
Like, Like, I feel like, because I feel like in an NBA world, Ice would probably get what, like 60, 70 million on a good night, and on a high night, he might mess around and get an 80.
But okay, I understand you talking total bag, but I'm talking about per hour. What you talking about per year?
That's what he gonna be. Hey, he probably get like 20 million a year.
20 million a year.
I mean, yeah, for four, yeah.
You just complain about Strus getting 16.
I know.
Strus more important than Ice.
I agree. I mean, they might sweet talk him a little bit, but like, hey man, can you take this, I don't know, 12.5, you know, just take that look.
That's where I'm at. Ice, come on, get this 5-year, 60 million. And you get 12 a year.
In a perfect world, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like how the trajectory is.
You must be his agent.
Hey man. Hey, yeah. Isaac Kerr for 80. I'm on my Rich Paul. But no, I just really think that's what the market looks like. Until I see otherwise, I just genuinely think it. I think it is like that. But I do think Ice, like to your point, Ice is a incredible defender. Every team wants an Isaac Okoro or a Lou Dort, a Herb Jones. Every team wants that type of player. Isaac Okoro is a ball stopper. He is. That's why, like, when most teams have a ball stopper, the only thing they really want that ball stopper to do on the other side is be able to hit a jumper or two. You know, that's when you got like those PJ Tuckers, like you said, Lou Dort, the Herb Jones, the Patrick Beverleys. You know, the whole is filled with them. And Isaac Okoro, he's a young guy. He had a lot of time to develop his offensive game. Like, of course, Isaac Okoro is not going to magically become a shot creator that can just do all this stuff, but that's not his game. That's not what he's needed to do. Oh, you must have seen something sick.
Your boy Maxie just banged the logo. Tyrese Maxie for the Sixers hit a three pointer from almost the logo. Ooh. Shot clock running down, Philly up 100-96 with a minute left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Let's see what happened. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the Ice discussion. But yeah, man, I mean, he deserves something. I think Cleveland wants to keep him, but he got to be reasonable. I don't know that 80 is reasonable. Sometimes you get into paying, I mean, he's even better than him, though, overpaying those just strictly defensive players. Like, how you feel about it? Don't matter. Let's not get into too much of that discussion. But like Draymond Green, Golden State has overpaid him now. He's absolutely a beast in the NBA team, but for his production. You know, but you kind of pay him for being the pulse of the team, too, and a leader. And Isaac is not that on this team. You know, if he was a little more rugged, a little more of a tough guy, I mean, if he played and you know, his demeanor was like he looked, because you know he all cut up and stuff, he wore the cornrows. You know, if he was just a little bit rougher, he might get a little more money.
I agree.
You need to go ahead and let the old vets, Tristan Thompson and Marcus Morris, rub off on him over there. You know? But, hey, man, real quick, let's go down these box scores. And we're going to take a quick listen to the Donovan Mitchell post-game interview real quick on the floor from the NBA TV staff. So the box scores real quick. We already said Jared Allen, 16 and 20, 3 assists. Max Strus, 7 and 9 rebounds again. That's two games in a row with Max Strus got 9 rebounds. He had 4 assists. Donovan Mitchell scores 23. And I think he had like 15 in the first half. He had 14 in the first quarter. So, you know, he kind of stopped shooting. He wasn't having an efficient game. He was 9-22 from the field and 2-10 from 3. But we got the win. So all that matters. We're great here from Donovan. Evan Mobley, 17-7, 1 assist. 1 block, 1 steal. Darius Garland, 15, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 4-7 from 3. And I tell you what I like about Garland, what he's doing now, man. He's actually being a floor general, really. You know, if you watch him, He's bringing the ball up. He's setting the offense up, you know, in a pace, get it up real quick. Like, you know, by the time 18 seconds on the shot clock, he's setting things up. He, but he's also probing the defense, man. He's dribbling in and dribbling out, seeing what he can find, you know, with pocket passes, dropping off passes to the bigs, spraying out to the shooters. So I like what he's doing from a – and his assists aren't that high. He only got 4 assists, but I like what he's doing from a playmaking standpoint.
I do too.
And that's what we call experience right there.
Yeah, that's experience. You know, and I can see the experience, man. I can see it on his face.
Mm-hmm.
There's a calm about him. Like last year against the Knicks, when they was getting straight bullied, he looked like a deer in the headlights, man. A lot of them did. You know, now granted, the Magic are a big, long, physical team, but I don't think they tough like the Knicks. They still young. They don't got no Mitchell Robinsons and Julius Randles and Josh Harts. You know what I mean? So, but no, I see the maturity on their face, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I'm about to say, like, to your point with Orlando, like what I said earlier, Orlando is what the Cavs was 2 years ago. Like, they have no vets on the team. Like, they literally, like, they vet is Wendell Carter Jr.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Orlando, for what they have on their team, they are a very high standard of a team. Like, you cannot laugh at Orlando. I know we won in Orlando mostly because of that experience, but Orlando is not a team to sleep on. That they not, like you said, they are long at every position. They are gritty. They are hungry. Also, too, you know, hearts out and prayers out to Jalen Suggs, too, for that injury. But Orlando is just they're a hungry team. I got to give them Nate Flowers. Like, whatever happens, you have to give them Nate Flowers. It's just right now Cleveland's in a predicament where they have gotten experience, right? They got beat down by New York, right? They know what it feels like to be dissected. So right now, that's what they're doing with Orlando. They're doing exactly what happened to them. And like you said, Darius Garland looks calm. You know, he's finding himself. And that's really what the Cavs kind of wanted for this roster, right? Because we know Don can get a bucket. Like, Don is doing that. Like, Don can control the game. And the rest of the team be able to get their self going. Like, and that's why I kind of like what Max Strus is doing. Like, it's as crazy as I was slandering bro for his money early in the season. Yes, I know Max Strus ain't hitting right now, but when Max Strus is not hitting, he's managed to figure out a way to do a little bit of everything else on the court, right? So he's passing the ball, he's rebounding, he's defending. Like, when he can't hit, he understands he got another job to do.
You know what that is?
What's that, that's Uncle Tate?
That's that heat culture. That's that heat culture, man. But yeah, finishing up, Caris LeVert, 8. 1 rebound, 1 assist. Okoro, 10 points, 1 assist. Like we said, 4 steals, 2 of 5 from 3. Niang played 14 minutes, got straight zeros across the board. 0 of 4 from 3, 0 of 4 from the field. The Cavs shot 41%, not good. 31% from 3, 62% from the free throw line, 15 turnovers. 18 assists. That's almost 1-to-1 assist and turnover. That's not good. Out rebounding 48-41. 6 blocks to 5. 11 steals to 8. So it's an ugly game, man, for both teams. The Cavs haven't played well yet, but they found ways to win. And that's what's important.
Yeah.
You know? So, real quick, Rel, we're gonna go ahead and hear from Donovan's post game. We're going to come back and go to break, and then we're going to come back and talk about game 3 Thursday night real quick, kind of preview that. We're going to get out of here, man. You with that?
I'm ready for it.
All right. Donovan Mitchell's post game interview.
Let's sit it down there, Lauren Jamara with Donovan Mitchell.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Appreciate
for the second straight game in this series. What made your defense so effective tonight?
Trying to contest their jumpers, clog the paint. We got a lot of guys that can get in there and score. I'm just trying to make it tough. It's going to be a physical series. Give them credit. They're never going to stop fighting, but we held our own. We got some things to clean up, but it's good to go up to them.
Second straight game that you guys come out with that hot start. I know Evan and Jared Allen just really dominating in the paint, and Allen especially, 20 rebounds tonight, two more than game one. Just what stands out about the way your bigs have been playing?
We called upon them, and they've answered, for the past two games. And my biggest challenge to them is to continue to do it, not get satisfied with just two games. It's just great to see this is who they are. Now we got to do it on the road.
Now you take care of business at home. What do you expect now going into Orlando? Their ruckus crowd, they haven't been in the playoffs since 2020.
A loud environment. Some of the shots they missed tonight are going to go in. We're not going to get the whistle. We're going to stay collected, stay together, and we'll be in good shape.
Last but not least, just how special is it playing in front of these fans? I know growing up as a fan, but seeing them here for two games now.
Man, it's special. I felt the energy last year. We didn't ultimately get to the result we wanted to. So, for this year, coming out, setting that tone, we got the best fans in the league, man, so it's great. Now we got to take care of this on the road.
Adam, I appreciate it. See you in game three.
So, yeah, that's hearing from Donovan Mitchell after tonight's Cavs 96-86 victory in playoff game two over the Orlando Magic. The Cavs are up 2-0. We're going to take a quick break, hear a few words from our partners, and then we're going to come back and wrap this thing up and preview game three real quick and get out of here on That's Rather Cavalier. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back on the That's Rather Cavalier podcast. I'm your boy Uncle Tate here with the nephew Relly Hall back in the building. We're so happy to have him back. Relly, man, what we're going to do real quick is talk about how you see game three playing out down there at Disney World, man. What changes you expect Orlando to make? What can they do? And what do the Cavs need to do to continue winning games?
Right now, Orlando is going to have full energy. They're at home. They're going to be at home these next two games. So they're going to be pumped. They're going to be fighting for their lives because they don't want to go down 0-3, especially not at home, right? So what the Cavs is going to have to do, we know what Don is going to do. So talking about Don really doesn't do us service because we know he's going to set the tone. But this is going to be a great game for a player like Evan Mobley, a game for Darius Garland to snap. Like, they have to make their presence known, right? Because they have to kill the energy. To be honest, they got to cut the head of the snake right now. This is the perfect time. You got them at home. Orlando's basically, they're going to be smoking hot because they like, we're not going to sit here and go 3-0 or 0-3 against y'all, especially not at home. Their fans is going to be loud, they're gonna be screaming. They're gonna want to change the direction of this game. And a player like, and to be honest, Darius Garland is the one I really want to snap because Evan Mobley, I feel like he's still gonna put up like a 15-17 and double, and Jared Allen's gonna still do his thing. But Darius Garland, I feel like this would be a great game for him to get his confidence on the offensive side because playmaking side and filling it out, that's cool, but honestly, we need Darius Garland to really set his stamp, right? And I feel like Orlando's a good team to do it on. I know they're going to make them feel uncomfortable because, like you said before, they got that length. They're going to be Orlando. But, yeah, Darius Garland is going to be the one that's going to have to probably put a 30 ball in Orlando.
Ooh, 30. Okay, see? You say 30, I can see. I just need 20 and 10 from him, but 10 assists. Like, he only had 4 assists today and 15 points. He had his turnovers. Let's see. 4 turnovers. Nah. Keep it down to 2, maybe 3 at the most. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I mean, 30 would be nice, but he, you know, he's not a 30. He's capable, but he's not a 30-point scorer. And when he's scoring 30, I think Don's not there. You know what I mean? I feel like those are his high-scoring games. When Don's there, he penetrating, driving, hitting his little floater, you know, giving the ball up, getting it back, shooting a 3, putting pressure on the defense. Those things, but not volume scoring, in my opinion. You know, so snapping to me is 20 and 10. I see you want your boy to get them buckets, though. I ain't mad at that. But as far as what needs that, they need to play clean. They haven't played a clean game in this series yet. You know what I mean? It's been the defense. Or Lando is averaging 84 points a game in this series. That's great defense. But the Cavs are only averaging 96.5. That's not good offense. You know what I mean? We need to pick that up a little bit. I need the bigs to keep doing what the bigs is doing. Like you said, Mobley and Allen both double-doubles. Maybe Matt can start spraying a little more. If Niang going to be the third person off the bench that in that 8-man rotation, then he got to hit something, man. And he has to stop being a liability on defense. He's physical, but his lateral foot speed and movement is slow. You know, you can easily give Marcus Morris some of those minutes. You know, he's a veteran. But so, yeah, I like what I'm seeing from Orlando. Orlando got to start making shots, man. Somebody got hit a 3 besides Paolo. Mm-hmm. And, Gary Harris hit a couple. But, yeah, their shooting is just atrocious. So, as long as they only scoring 86 and can't score the ball, the Cavs should feel comfortable, but the Cavs should want to clean that offense up also. Mm-hmm. An update. Knicks win 104-101. I don't know what happened, really. It was 196 with a minute left. Philly was up. I looked up and I see DiVincenzo hit a 3. I don't know like how it all went into the game because I wasn't looking at it. But, yeah, the Knicks get away with that victory, man. Yeah. But, no, so that's just how I see game 3 going with the Cavs Mavericks, man. So, who do you see winning? Will the Cavs go up 3-0 is the question.
Yes. Like, even – you got to take bias aside. I think with all due respect to Orlando, right?
Every time somebody say with all due respect, they're about to do it.
Usually, yeah, but it's just I have to premise this because it's like Orlando really is a really good team. The only problem with their team is they're a really young team too, right? And because of that, Cleveland right now, not only do we beat them in experience, we beat them in who's the better star right now. And that's Don. So no matter what's going to happen, Don's going to set the tone. Like it's nothing they really can do to prevent him from doing that. He's just the better player. We have the better player.
He's the best player on the court.
We got the most experience. Yeah. And we just have a better team.
Yeah, and the coaches are about equal.
So, like, right now, the Cavs, unless the Cavs is really chalk it up, and we could argue right now, like, you know, the Magic's played the Cavs with 2, like you said, mediocre offensive games, right? Yeah. What happens when the Cavs finally wake up? You know, like, and I think game 3 is going to be, like, I can honestly see Donovan Mitchell basically say, hey, man, we won 2 games, but you gave me 2 stinkers, right? When y'all going to finally take this series serious? And I think game three is going to be that game. Like, it might not be DG, but one of them is going to snap. I think one of them is going to snap. You know, I know Don's going to give his production, but I just don't think it's anything Orlando could really do right now.
Yeah, I think
that's going to prevent it.
Don had a stinker tonight too, though, but he came out and set the tone. And then, if you remember, Cavs were up 22 with like 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Orlando goes on a 13-0 run. And up until the dude that Mo Wagner jumped on, you know, in the stands on the floor right there and knocked the dude out, they had to bring out a stretcher, but he walked off. That kind of gave the Cavs time to regroup. When they came back after that, they took control of the game again. Donovan just decided to, I'm going to go to the hole. Can't nobody stop me. He got like 4 or 6 straight points real quick to kind of push it back out to 13-15, and it was comfortable the rest of the way. So I anticipate, like you do, the Cavs going up 3-0. We need that. I need the bigs to play big again. Garland can play a complete game. You know, not in spurts, a complete game. You know, go ahead and get 22 and 11 assists. You know? So, yeah, I just don't see where – if the Cavs not taking them for granted, and again, like I said, to open up, not playing with their food, I don't see what Orlando can do to make the outcomes different. You know? But, yeah, man, so game three is Thursday at 7 p.m. again on NBA TV. We getting disrespect playing Orlando being on NBA TV. You know, we not getting the TNT ESPN game. We getting the NBA TV. I guess they saying we the series people want to see the least.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, because Philly, New York is on TNT, and now the Lakers, Denver's on TNT. Cavs ain't getting no TNT love. But that's okay. And if we keep going, y'all can't keep us off the major networks.
Great.
You know, if we play Boston next series, next round, if we make it, we're going to be all up on TNT. Shaq and Kenny and Chuck talking about us. But, yeah, man, so you got anything else, really?
I don't got nothing new.
Nothing new. So the plan tentatively right now is to hopefully come at you just like this after game three in Orlando on Thursday night. I guess that would be about 72 hours from now. So we'll see what we're looking like, you know, for the homie Relly. The homie nephew, really. I'm your boy, Uncle Tate. That's our persona we on here together. But so until game three, we gonna holler at y'all then, man. Thanks for joining us on That's Rather Cavalier. Anything else? Yeah, go ahead and follow us. Download the podcast. Where do you get your audio podcast? Just look for Fans First Sports Network, That's Rather Cavalier, being on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast, you can find us. You know, we're going to get real deep with this NBA playoffs here as we go. It's only going to get thicker from here. So until next time, we out. Mike Jordan or the mic recording is Hobie, baby. You Kobe, maybe. Tracy McGrady. Matter of fact, you a Harold Miner. J.R. Ryder. Washed up on marijuana. Even worse, you a Purvis Ellis. You worthless fella. You ain't no athlete. You Sean Bradley. All my life. Been grinding all my life. Sacrifice. Hustle, pay the price, wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why.
all my life. I've been grinding all my life.